Preface. I've been wanting to do more perspective type pieces lately, and it seems timely, more timely now than ever. With these pieces, I didn't want to merely regurgitate the latest news topic and then provide my own opinion. There's already too much of that going on these days. I want to provide a framed perspective on a person or topic that would truly help bridge the bigger picture and the current state of affairs for the reader. And there is no better person at the moment to provide a helpful frame for than Torben Sondergaard. A text and a prayer. About 2.5 months ago, my wife and I were hosting some friends who are also friends with Torben. While visiting, one of my friends received a text message from Torben saying that the FBI has requested him to come to Florida for some discussion. Although my friend couldn't tell me much more about the situation, he just told us that we should just start to pray. Not a good sign. At the time, Torben was on the other side of the country in California and was given 7 days to make the trip. 78 days since, Torben was locked up in prison on zero charges. Even to this day, no charges have been filed. Who is Torben? I won't expound too much here on Torben's backstory, as CBN did a great 5-minute overview video of him and his ministry, which is linked below. In short, Torben is a missionary at heart who travels all over the United States teaching people how to be fully set free and delivered from demons, born again, and baptized in the Holy Spirit. He does this with and through his ministry, TLR, The Last Reformation. Torben is constantly on the move and will go almost anywhere he is needed. Living rooms, stages, and certainly backyards, anywhere people will gather. And you better bet there's a swimming pool or inflatable hot tub nearby for water baptisms. From an outsider's perspective like mine, I find his ministry remarkable, hands-on, and very, very fruitful. Controversy? Torben and TLR gets his own share of controversy, as with any ministry or church. I believe this stems from his method and lifestyle, not from the fruit of his ministry. More specifically, his ministry and his lifestyle are, what you would say, uncomfortable. Torben is on the road constantly, and not only that, many working with TLR are full-time RVers, going wherever the Holy Spirit leads them, to the next backyard gathering or the next household, waiting to hear the gospel for the first time. From my perspective, this on-the-road lifestyle is strongly encouraged and could even come across as the true and only sell everything and follow Jesus lifestyle. If you're not confident in your own mission and purposes that God has called you to, being around TLRers may make you question your own status quo. On top of that, Torben focuses a lot on deliverance, and demons aren't pretty, especially if they aren't welcome. If comfort is your highest value in your life, you will not want to hang around Torben long. However, if you want to see people set free and immediately so, getting to a TLR kickstart is the way to do it. Another brother in chains. Despite what you may think or feel about Torben and TLR, he is now locked up in prison. There have been no charges filed, although there's mention of gun smuggling, which seems ludicrous at best. No, Torben is locked up for his ministry, and his ministry upsets what controlling governments love the most, the status quo. Torben isn't a political man, although he seems unafraid to speak to political issues. He is focused on what the Bible says and seems to be doing what he feels is the most accurate way of living out the book of Acts. I believe that this is what threatens a lot of people who don't know what to do with him or his ministry. Yes, we have a brother in jail for the gospel in America. Like his methods or not, RV full-time or not, he is a brother. Torben isn't perfect and nor is his ministry, but Torben is a brother following a way that not many would choose without knowing Jesus. And until formal charges are made, he is locked up without cause. This, as Christians, is a high honor. Now today, a low position for that high honor. Torben is in an American prison and also has been subject to solitary confinement. Thankfully, is out now. He is able to communicate and provide updates in jail, and thankfully able to talk with other prisoners. I have not yet heard of any next steps or arrangements for his release, but more details will be provided by his wife and team. A recommendation. Before even praying, I recommend just one thing. Take ownership of Torben and his life as a brother. This is a brother in our greater backyard locked up for the same Jesus we love. He is merely a brother who is doing what he feels called to. Just as if you were called to start a business and someone took you unfairly to court for fraud, we should look at Torben no different. We will meet Torben one day. It just may be in heaven. We will meet all believers one day, I hope. And if that's the case, hold that perspective. It will help you pray earnestly for him today. If you do feel called to go beyond praying, you can read and give below at the links down below.